following segment on KROC AM is sponsored and paid for by Gary's Appliance Service, where you get your stuff fixed by the old guy. Gary Drug is in the studio. How you doing today, Gary?
Well, Rich, I'm still old.
What are we going to talk about today, Gary?
Water valves. You bet. All domestic appliances that use water contain an electric solenoid valve to add water. This valve design is called a Dole-type valve. Must have been the guy that made it.
Bob
the
Dole.
Pineapples?
Yeah. It's open by electricity, and it's held shut by water pressure. So it's found on your dishwasher, your refrigerator, if it has an ice maker or water dispenser, washing machine, and even the new steam dryers.
So it just pushes a plunger, pushes it open?
Opens it. Pulls it open.
Pulls it open, okay.
Yeah. I thought we were drying clothes in the dryers. Now we're adding water to
it. Yeah.
Steam dry.
Not my dryer.
The Dole valve can stick open or not reseat properly during normal operation. Not seating correctly will generate the service call. I went to use my washer or dishwasher, and it was half full of water. It's normally the cold water side on the dual valves, as the hot water leaves most of the sediment it contains in the bottom of the water heater. The stuck open call would be, my washer overflowed and I had to shut off the faucet to stop it from filling.
That's not a good day.
No.
No, and yet, you know, a new dishwasher, it has delayed wash. I'm going to turn my dishwasher on and go to bed. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've ever seen one that didn't stop filling, you wouldn't do that.
We do that a lot.
Well, I don't, so I'm happy for once I'm not guilty of something that he's worried about. That doesn't happen. Well, but in the old ones, do they use a mechanical valve instead of the electric valve?
No, they're all pull-up. Okay. They're all a pull-up, but...
And they all get dirty, and then they don't seat right.
They don't seat. They ran a dishwasher through a test cycle on the closing of their house, and then they came the next day, and they hadn't shut it off.
Oh.
And it stuck, and it was raining in the basement when got there with the furniture.
I'm not going to sleep tonight.
So
not either.
Leaking into the tub when off means that you need a new water valve. Cut and dried, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know. While overfilling could be the pressure water level switch or the water valve. If the water stops coming in when you shut the machine off, chances are it has to do something to do with the water level switch. This switch operates by air pressure. So if something is restricting the air in the sensing hose, it will not operate correctly. For example, we used to have a shag bedspread at our house, and every time my wife washed it, the washer would overflow. The lint would come off the spread and get caught in the pressure hose, causing it to continue to call for more water and overfill.
Wow. That was at your house.
That was at my house. Finally, I just threw it away.
The washer, it's not 1978 anymore.
No. And the washer was right by the drain, so it didn't hurt anything.
Just tell her not to dirty that shawl up.
The most impressive one of those I saw was an older GE washer. Well, it was new when she had it, but that was several years ago. Put in a load and went shopping. Came home. Washer was on third floor of the house. $39,000 worth of damage.
Oh my. I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Run your stuff when you're not home. Another common service request would be, my washer stops in the rinse cycle. Most washers use cold water only for rinse. So if the cold side of the water valve is bad or the sediment screen in the fill hose is blocked, the machine cannot fill. This stops the power to the timer, because unless it's full of water, it doesn't turn the motor on. So if the water level switch is not satisfied or not full, then it won't put power to the timer, so it'll stop there. When it's satisfied, it clicks and it puts power to the timer, and then it agitates and drains and spins out the load.
Okay. Stupid question.
Okay.
Can't they put a device in the machine that would detect the overfill and just shut the water supply off?
They have such a thing, and there are fuses in the water valves that when they're running, they get too hot, and they'll shut off. But usually the only place I've seen them is on the refrigerator.
Hmm.
So, I mean, if you're going to be gone for a few days, you know, I just turned my ice maker off. You know, you can lift the arm. If you've got one of those with the bucket in the door, they had the eye on there. There's an on-off switch
yep.
right beside that. Because then if it's not filling at all, or yeah. even trying, then it can't stick.
I do know that somebody that happened to. They left on vacation, and it was their ice maker that did it.
Wow.
Yeah, the other thing they do is if they don't shut off, I've seen the ice maker make so much ice it opened the door.
That's a lot of ice. That's just enough for the weekend. Hey, if you've got a little ice problem there or an overflow or you need some service on any of your appliances, advice, or just a part, call Gary up, 226-8300. That's 226-8300, or send him an email, gdrug@hotmail.com. Make sure you use a part number or service question on the subject line, correct?
That's correct, Rich. And remember, between my truck and the Navis shipping store, I stock the most parts in Rochester. If I should need to order a part, most will come overnight without shipping. But I do work by myself, so sometimes you need to leave a message. 226-8300, Gary's Appliance Service.